Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Senior Iranian cleric Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi named as country's interim supreme leader after killing off Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in joint US-Israeli airstrikes. Israel renews attacks on Iran as Tehran launches fresh retaliatory attacks across Gulf region. Condolence gatherings and protests erupt across several countries over death of Iran's supreme leader. 10 people killed in violent protests at U.S. consulate at Karachi in Pakistan. Prime Minister launches infrastructure projects worth over 4,000 crore rupees at Madurai in Tamil Nadu, asserts event marks a proud chapter in state's development journey. An immense T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies set a target of 196 runs for India in crucial Super 8 clash in Kolkata. And now the news in detail. Senior Iranian cleric Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi will serve as country's interim supreme leader following the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in a joint US-Israeli airstrike. Iranian state media said the country has activated Article 111 of the Constitution after Khamenei's death, triggering an emergency leadership arrangement in which a three-member council assumes the supreme leader's powers until a permanent successor is chosen. Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi has been appointed as the jurist member of this interim leadership council. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, along with top Iranian leaders, were killed in a large U.S.-Israeli strike targeting country's military and government sites in Tehran yesterday. Iranian state media today said a 40-day state mourning has been declared in the country following country's supreme leader's death. Iran's Chief of the Army Staff, General Abdul Rahim Mousavi, and Defense Minister General Aziz Nasir Zadeh were also killed in the attack. Besides, 200 people have lost their lives so far, while more than 700 are injured in the U.S.-Israel airstrikes. We have a report.
Israel and Iran exchanged fresh attacks after Iran's supreme leader's death. Explosions were reported in Tehran as Israel stated it was expanding its operations into the heart of the Iranian capital. Iran also launched retaliatory attack with missiles and drones on Israel and U.S. military installations across West Asia, including in Saudi Arabia and the UAE. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps said they have attacked USS Abraham Lincoln with 4 ballistic missiles. Israeli emergency services said that the death toll in an Iranian ballistic missile attack in Beit Shemesh city has risen to 9. The UAE's Ministry of Defense said 3 people have been killed in Iranian attacks so far. It said drone strike by Iran caused damages at international airports in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. Qatar, Bahrain, Jordan and Kuwait, which host U.S. military bases, also reported intercepting missiles fired towards them, but falling debris appeared to have caused widespread damage in these countries. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, warned Tehran that America will hit them harder if Iran continued their attacks. He said Iran's supreme leader's death is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. Shagun Chopra from News Desk for Akashwani News.
External Affairs Minister Dr. Ajay Shankar held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries including UAE, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged its nationals to follow advisories issued in view of the prevailing situation in the region. The embassies also advised Indian nationals to exercise utmost caution, follow official advisories and to avoid unnecessary movement. Indian embassy in Kuwait also continues to assist Indian nationals stranded in the country due to temporary airspace shutdown. A total of 350 flights operated by Indian domestic carriers have been cancelled today due to rising geopolitical developments in the West Asia. Ministry of Civil Aviation advised passengers to check their flight status with the concerned airlines and remain in close coordination with them for any required assistance. Delhi Airport, in its advisory, said westbound international flights may face delays or changes in schedule. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has decided to postpone the Class 10th and Class 12th examination schedule to be held tomorrow in the West Asia region. The board said new dates will be announced later. Large-scale condolence meetings and protests took place across several countries today following the killing of Iran's supreme leader in U.S.-Israeli strikes as Shia communities expressed grief and anger. In Iran, thousands of people gathered in Tehran Isfahan and Mashhad to mourn the death of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. In India, massive mourning processions were held across Kargil district in Ladakh. At Chennai in Tamil Nadu, protests took place in front of the U.S. consulate. In Pakistan, 10 people were killed in violent clashes in Karachi after police confronted protesters marching towards the U.S. consulate over killing of Iran's supreme leader. Several others were injured in the unrest. In Skardu, people set on fire United Nations office. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has condemned the killing of Iranian supreme leader and his family, calling it as a cynical murder that violated human morality and international law. President Putin stated this in a message to Iranian counterpart Masoud Pezeshkian, released by the Kremlin today. The United Kingdom, on the other hand, condemned Iran for what it called increasingly indiscriminate attacks across West Asia and said it has strengthened its regional defenses. Back home, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation stone of infrastructure projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees at Madurai in Tamil Nadu this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the event marks a proud chapter in Tamil Nadu's development journey.
We have laid foundation stones, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees. These projects will transform connectivity, boost the economy, create jobs and transform lakhs of people's lives. Better roads for farmers to reach markets, easier travel for pilgrims and tourists, faster transport for businesses. Building high quality infrastructure is about empowering people.
Mr. Modi said the projects unveiled today include three new Akashwani FM relay transmitters at Kumbakonam, Yarkod and Vellore. He said these transmitters will expand regional coverage, ensure uninterrupted FM broadcasting and enhance access to public broadcasting services across multiple districts of the state.
I am pleased to inaugurate Akashwani's new FM relay transmitters in Kumbakonam, Yarkod and Vellore. These radio stations will be dedicated to your service from today.
Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi addressed a public meeting organized by the National Democratic Alliance NDA in Madurai. Speaking at the rally, the Prime Minister accused the DMK government in Tamil Nadu of failing to deliver effective governance despite securing a full majority. Mr. Modi asserted that only NDA can provide a clean and efficient government and ensure sustained growth and development in the state.
The people know that this election is a turning point for the state. I can see that Tamil Nadu has made up its mind. The people have decided that DMK has to be sent out. The next government of Tamil Nadu will be an NDA government.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi launched development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees in Puducherry this morning. BJP National President Nitin Naveen today flagged off party's Parivartan Sankalp Yatra from Koch Bihar in West Bengal. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Naveen claimed that over 50 lakh illegal voters have been removed from the state's electoral roll through the special intensive revision process and questioned the Trinamool Congress government for opposing it. He alleged misrule, corruption and appeasement under the state government and said people now want change. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed the government's commitment to ensuring dignity and justice for the Sikh community. Mr. Modi made the remarks in a video message to the Hind the Chadar congregation at Navi Mumbai in Maharashtra.
आज हम सब हिंद दी चादर श्री गुरु तेग बहादुर साहब जी के 350वें शहीदी पर्व पर उनका पुण्य स्मरण कर रहे हैं भारत का इतिहास शौर्य समन्वय और सहयोग का इतिहास है महाराष्ट्र की धरती पर इस आयोजन के जरिए हम उसी महान विरासत के साक्षी बन रहे हैं जब हमारे गुरुओं ने त्याग की पराकाष्ठा की, तब उस दौर में हमारी सामाजिक एकता की बहुत बड़ी भूमिका थी.
Home Minister Amit Shah, who attended the event, paid tribute to Guru Tegh Bahadur for his martyrdom. He described the sacrifices of the Sikh Gurus as unparalleled, expressed concern over religious conversions in Punjab, and urged people to remain vigilant. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney arrived in Delhi this evening after a productive Mumbai leg of his four-day visit to India. He was received by Union Minister Jitin Prasad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart will hold delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House in New Delhi tomorrow. Both leaders will review the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the central government is set to implement two major reforms in the interest of farmers. These include a new Seed Act and a revised Pesticide Act. The minister stated this while addressing a press conference at Mussoorie in Uttarakhand.
किसान को प्रमाणित कैसे बीज मिले.
We are making provisions to ensure that farmers receive certified seeds. Strict legal action has been introduced against anyone who supplies substandard seeds. For instance, fines ranging from 30 lakh rupees to 50 lakh rupees are being proposed. Similarly, under the Pesticide Act, if anyone provides harmful pesticides, strict punishment provisions are also been put in place against them.
सजा के प्रावधान हम लोग रख रहे हैं.
Artificial intelligence is playing a significant role in the tech and innovation sector. The recently concluded India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi highlighted how AI-powered solutions are reshaping India's campus recruitment ecosystem, enabling institutions and enterprises to replace lengthy manual replacement processes with faster technology-driven workflows. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News during the summit, Vansh Tyagi described Minute Hire as India's first digital placement platform.
Our solution is Minute Hire, a digital campus placement platform. Currently in India, only about 15-20% of campus placements are successfully completed, and that too through a completely manual process. Startups, which often lack sufficient funds, get access to a virtual HR system, while students receive an AI interface platform where they can properly plan their internships. So yes, this is India's first digital campus placement platform.
In Chhattisgarh, 15 Maoists, including 9 women, surrendered in Mahasamand district today. The surrendered cadres were collectively carrying a reward of 73 lakh rupees on their heads. In Maharashtra, 17 people lost their lives and 18 others were injured in a massive explosion at a factory in Nagpur manufacturing explosives for mining and industrial use. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the explosion. The total gross goods and services tax GST collections grew 8.1% to over 1,83,000 crore rupees in February this year as compared to the same month last year. The total gross GST revenue in February 2025 was over 1,69,000 crore rupees. Indian Railways have made elaborate arrangements to ensure smooth, safe and comfortable travel for passengers during the upcoming Holi festival. To manage the anticipated surge in passenger traffic, Northern Railway have decided to operate 64 Holi special train trips across the country from stations including Old Delhi, New Delhi and Anand Vihar Terminal. An immense T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies have set a target of 196 runs for India in the crucial Group 1 Super 8 clash in Kolkata. Earlier put into bat, West Indies posted 195 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, India were 22 for no loss in 2.3 overs when reports last came in. The winner of the match will qualify for the semi-finals. Meanwhile, South Africa defeated Zimbabwe by 5 wickets in their final Super 8 match in Delhi this evening. South Africa have already qualified for the semi-finals. England and New Zealand hold the other two berths in the last four. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Senior Iranian cleric Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi named as the country's interim supreme leader after killing off Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in joint US-Israeli airstrikes. Israel renews attacks on Iran as Tehran launches fresh retaliatory attacks across Gulf region. Condolence gatherings and protests erupt across several countries over death of Iran's supreme leader. 10 people killed in violent protests at US consulate at Karachi in Pakistan. Prime Minister launches infrastructure projects worth over 4,000 crore rupees at Madurai in Tamil Nadu, asserts event marks a proud chapter in state's development journey. An immense T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies set a target of 196 runs for India in the crucial Super 8 clash in Kolkata. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.